I can't believe this, but I'm going to mention basketball in a sermon again. It'll be the second time in 3 short days I've stood in a pulpit and talked about sport, which is surprising considering I'm useless at it. I barely even know what type of ball you use for each game, let alone anything about how to play. But I've got basketball on the brain. After reading about it all last week in preparation for this past Sunday, with a list of stories and quotes from the NBA superstar Michael Jordan. When I was younger, a famous Gatorade sports drink ad featured Michael Jordan. Its slogan was, "Be like Mike." Gatorade capitalized on Jordan's popularity to get customers to purchase their product. The campaign showcased scenes of the celebrated basketball player doing his thing, working hard, sweating on the court, and then refreshing himself with a cool drink. "Be like Mike," the ad said, urging admirers to emulate their hero. I imagine a lot of people might want to be like Mike. He is himself a superlative. His biography on the official NBA website lauds him as the greatest basketball player of all time. I'm told during his career, Jordan was a powerhouse, both an incredible scorer and an excellent defensive player. In the Christian tradition, there are folk who might star in advertisements if such things existed. They'd be people like Jordan who function at the highest level. In the church, these luminaries are called saints. They're Jesus' disciples to whom others might look for inspiration, help, and guidance throughout the ages. They are exemplars of good living, models of achievement. Today we celebrate St. Francis of Assisi, a 13th century saint. Like Michael Jordan, Francis's passion, devotion, and personal magnetism gained him followers. Indeed, today people still try to live as he did. His legacy has inspired many. Saints and heroes do that. Around the world, a lot of people want to be like Michael Jordan, driven, focused, confident. Many might attribute these qualities to their success, and it wouldn't be wrong to say that these traits are found, at least purportedly, in people at the top of their game. They got there by being determined, single-minded, and hard-nosed. Many of you have worked hard to get your place at university. You've overcome weaknesses. You've devoted yourself single-mindedly to studies, rehearsing and stretching your mind repeatedly until it yields the desired results. You've developed your inner Michael Jordan. And it's gotten you far. It's impressive. Maybe this is the key to success. Be like Mike and be great. But today we hear about someone who's operating from an entirely different playbook, one outlined in the reading from Matthew. Francis didn't work with hand-picked teammates. Instead, he chose, preferred to be with, the weakest ones. Francis didn't establish a multi-million dollar empire. He gave away everything he had and worked for free. He wasn't choosy. He went wherever and traveled light. And Francis wasn't much of a strategist. He took each situation as it came, without worrying what to say. Famously, he's credited with declaring, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." Here at this university, we're encouraged to grow, discover, and test out new ways of doing things. It is a special gift. Research and study provide the chance to take detours, daydream, be in two minds about something, or altogether unsure. Education and experiment offer the space to be exposed, to negotiate, and sometimes concede, and to falter. As someone with gifts, real talent, like you have, you can change the world. And you can change it by being the kind of person you want to be. Sometimes you'll want to be like Mike. But maybe also you'll want to be like Francis.